CBSI in the World. I'm John Betzel with my colleague and friend Malcolm Honlein, Conference of Presidents, Major American Jewish Organizations. And it's a great privilege to welcome Khalid Abutoma, who is the Jerusalem Post correspondent, also at the Gatestone Institute in New York, a senior distinguished fellow, to help me understand a headline in the Wall Street Journal in these last hours. Khalid, a very good evening to you. Israelis, writes the headline, Israelis craft secret plan to put anti-Hamas Palestinians in charge of Gaza aid. The effort faces vehement opposition from Hamas while also dividing Israel's leadership. Anti-Hamas Palestinians. I was unaware that such an organization exists. Good evening to you, Khalid.
Good evening. Thank you, John, for having me. I mean, first of all, let me please start by correcting you. I mean, I was Jerusalem Post correspondent until recently. Now I'm, continuing to work as a correspondent, but in other places. So, yes, I saw that headline, that news story you are talking about, that Israel wants some anti-Hamas Palestinians in Gaza. Actually, we've been hearing similar reports in the past few weeks about the possibility of recruiting clans, large families in the Gaza Strip that are not affiliated with Hamas to take control of Gaza. Now, all these ideas sound very nice and they're very good, and I'm sure that, many people would love to see someone replace Hamas. But that cannot happen as long as you have not eradicated Hamas, as long as you have not removed Hamas from power. No Palestinian in the Gaza Strip will work with Israel or with the U.S. or with any other party as long as he or she knows that Hamas is still around. That's problem number one. Now, there's another problem, that it's not only Hamas that is, threatening and intimidating Palestinians in the Gaza Strip. It's also the Palestinian Authority, which has also warned local clans in Gaza not to collaborate with Israel. So, here we are in a situation where the Israelis are trying to find, someone who is not Fatah, who is not the Palestinian Authority, and who is not Hamas to take over the Gaza Strip. And that cannot be achieved as long as these two powers or these two parties are around. Now, the assumption that, there are people who do not support Hamas is refuted by even by public opinion polls. Public opinion polls have shown that Hamas continues to enjoy enormous support among the Palestinians, and that Hamas leader Ismail Haniyeh is much more popular than President Mahmoud Abbas. So, you cannot ignore the fact that Hamas is still popular. Now, there's another problem, which is, even if you remove Hamas from power and you kill thousands of Hamas terrorists, how are you going to eradicate the Hamas ideology? How are you going to remove Hamas from the hearts and minds of Palestinians? In order for that to work, you need to embark on a process of de-radicalization of Palestinian society, or de-Hamasitization, I call it. Of Palestinian society. And that can be done only if you have brave, moderate, pragmatic Palestinian leaders who will undertake this mission. And sadly, so far, I don't see anyone who is willing to come forward and say, it's time for a change. It's time for us to embark on a new process of building institutions, of building a good economy. I can't see here in the West Bank and in Gaza Palestinians saying Hamas has destroyed us. Hamas has brought a new Nakba on us, a new catastrophe. You do hear these things from Palestinians living abroad, Palestinians living in the exile. but not Palestinians who are here. And they are the ones who need to speak out if they really want change.
Malcolm?
So we have, to underscore the importance of what you just said, the most recent polls by Dr. Shikaki, not an Israeli source, a Palestinian source, that 70% plus of Palestinians say that the October 7th offensive by Hamas, the massacre, was correct. They, by two-thirds or more, say that Hamas will win, even a greater number in the West Bank than in Gaza, in fact, and that 60% think Hamas will be in control of Gaza. So what incentive is there for any of them, given their perceptions? They don't see the PA emerging in any way, although there does seem to be greater involvement by the PA in Gaza of late. 80% of the people never saw the videos, but 93% say that Hamas didn't commit the atrocities. So if there's this kind of ignorance is driving the conclusion, and as you said, the de-radicalization would be essential. Talk of a two-state solution is not even relevant today.
Absolutely. Even the timing is bad, because if you are talking about creating a Palestinian state weeks and months after the Hamas atrocities, after Hamas went on this killing spree, you know, committing all these heinous crimes, you're actually sending a message to Hamas that, okay, now we will reward you for what you did by giving you a Palestinian state. And that's why, I mean, I have a problem with the timing, Malcolm. It's bad. I don't even understand why this whole talk about a Palestinian state has become so pressing. Instead of, you know, urging the Palestinians to remove Hamas from power, instead of encouraging and empowering moderate, pragmatic Palestinians and asking them to speak out, you know, we hear all these voices coming from the U.S. and from Europe that, oh, now it's time for a Palestinian state. Excuse me, Gaza was a Palestinian state. Gaza had more sovereignty than the West Bank for two reasons. First of all, inside Gaza, there are no Jews, unlike the West Bank. And number two, Gaza had exclusive control over a border crossing with Egypt, with the outside world. Israel was not and still is not sitting on the border between Gaza and Egypt, which means Gaza had all the signs of a sovereign, independent Palestinian state. It was ruled by Hamas for the past 16, 17, or 18 years. It had its own army. It had its police force. It had a court system. It even had a parliament that was meeting twice a month. It had a flag. It had everything they wanted. So those who are talking about a Palestinian state under the current circumstances are actually saying, let's make a copy-paste. Let's take what happened in Gaza, move it to the West Bank, and pretend that, you know, now everything's going to be okay. No, everything will not be okay. What guarantees does Israel have that if you have a Palestinian state on your doorstep in the West Bank, in East Jerusalem, that this Palestinian state will not be used as a launching pad to attack Israel? So there are many questions that need to be addressed. But again, I say the timing is very bad. This is not the right time to talk about a Palestinian state. You need to talk about rebuilding Gaza. You need to talk about democracy. You need to talk about good leadership. You need to talk about, you know, many other things that the Palestinians need right now. The Palestinians' tragedy for the past several decades has been that they are ruled by two bad parties, very corrupt, very incompetent, the Palestinian Authority and Hamas. They've both been suppressing the emergence of new leadership. They've both been depriving their people of international aid. They have both been blocking elections. And it's time for change. This is what the Palestinians need. Before we talk about a Palestinian state, you need to create proper institutions, government institutions. You need to end the corruption. You need transparency, accountability, and you need to get rid of all these bad leaders who have brought disaster after disaster on their people.
Khalid Abu Tama of the Gatestone Institute, Malcolm Hoenlein, I'm John Bash.
Stay tuned for more of CBS Eye on the World with John Batchelor.